Hey there, Bridge family. It's Pastor Jeff. And I wanted to come to you today and talk to you about living out our faith in Jesus the Christ. This is our fifth and final day in the project that we've taken on to take a closer look at what it is to behold our God. I asked you at the beginning of this time to consider what it would be like to do five things. Number one, look to God's Word for our guidance and our guardrails. Secondly, to learn God's Word so that we would truly embrace what He has said and not what the culture around us is telling us that He said. And thirdly, I asked you to listen to both the message of God and the methods of God, that you and I would truly listen for God and listen to God. Then yesterday in day four, we looked at what it is to really love the Lord our God, to embrace all of what He's called and created us to be in the context of a loving relationship. Not a legal, but a loving relationship. Well, today we're going to close by looking at what it is to live out this love affair. And I'm reminded of 1 John 3:18. It's there that God's Word tells us that we're not to live out some phony, hypocritical, superficial, religious kind of life, but no, that we are to embrace all of what God has said with our heart and with our passions. It's there, 1 John 3:18, that we're told, "Let us not live with just word and tongue, but in action and in truth. Let us be the real deal." You see, friends, when you really look at God's Word, and if and when you've really learned God's Word, and you've listened to and for God and His Word, when you've come to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then you'll live this out, not because you have to, but because you get to. Now, I'm reminded of what this represents behind me. You see, I'm at my friends Mike's and Duran's home, and this sugar shack is literally what it's called when you have a place where you can make maple syrup. You see, on their property, they have acres of maple trees, and that means that there is the raw material here for maple syrup. And when you bring it all into the sugar shack, that's where you can turn the raw material into the actual syrup, the true, real maple syrup. And I'm reminded of this week. You see, for 5 days, we've been in the context of real raw material, the needed things to understand and embrace what it is to be a follower of Christ, to look to God and His Word, to learn the gospel of Jesus Christ, to listen to and respond to the Holy Spirit of God, to be brought into a love relationship that then becomes an outpouring love relationship, first vertically and then horizontally. And where and when all of this has come together, it will lead to a lived out love affair with Jesus the Christ. And I just want to say to you, friends, if perhaps you're one who has said, "Oh, I know, I'm surrounded by and I'm immersed in all of this truth, and I know I'm in a church or I'm in a sugar shack where it could be that real syrup will come out one day, that real Christianity, that real Christ following will come out," then I say praise God, because all of that potential, when it's embraced and empowered in and through the Holy Spirit of God, then praise God, real Christianity will be lived out. But make no mistake, friends, living in the midst of all the potential, seeing and having all of the capabilities at your fingertips, that never takes the place of the real deal. It was Jesus who said, again in 1 John, I'm sorry, it was the Apostle John, who said in regards to following Jesus in 1 John 2:6, those who claim to be in Christ Jesus must walk as Jesus walked. I want to plead with you to embrace all of what we've discussed this week and all five of the sessions and the totality of the message that was entitled Behold Your God. I want to ask you to make the real syrup. I want to ask you to take all of the potential, cry out to Jesus, and in the power and through the grace of His Holy Spirit, I want to ask you to say, Lord Jesus, turn me into that syrup that gets poured out and brings the sweetness of your love and your light to the world. Well, don't die in the kitchen. Don't die where you had all the hope and potential surrounding you, but never got to the place of fruition. Oh, I pray that your faith will flow with the fruit that is truly, truly a love affair with Jesus. Oh, may this be your life lived out, I pray. Amen and amen. Are you living out this expression of what it is to have a reverent love affair with Almighty God? If so, then you'll live out this relationship in part because you know what the end of verse 3 says, that after He had made the way to cover our sins, after the substitutionary atonement, after the cross and the resurrection, then He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Oh, again, this passage is so rich, so rich. We see our Savior. We see not only the proclamation of what happened at the cross, not only the celebration of what happened after the resurrection, but note this, we see Jesus in heaven sitting at the right hand. That's the power position. That's the authoritative position. And He sat down. Do you know that the high priest in Old Testament Israel never sat down? They never could sit down. Number one, it wouldn't be appropriate. And number two, they were never done. But Jesus said, it is finished. When He took care of that final atoning death on the cross, when He paid for yours and my sins, when He purified the Christian's way, when He gave us His righteousness, He said, it is finished. And so He could go to heaven and He could sit down, a sign that the job is done. At the right hand, at the power position, the right hand of the Majesty, God the Father, on high. That means He's at home in heaven, waiting for you and me. Are you treating Him this way? You see, this is a declaration that Christ's missions trip was done. Yours and mine began when we heard the call of Christ, when we see who He is in the Scriptures. I wonder, can you picture this in your mind's eye? That Christ crucified, Christ risen, our prophet, our priest, our king, our everything. He's now sitting in heaven, looking and interceding for the Christians. Friend, are you in awe of this Christ? Are you one who could say, yes, behold my God. Behold the privilege that I have. I see Him as prophet, priest, and king, and so much more. I have come to understand that all that I am is because of all that He is and all that He has done. Do you recognize, friend, that anything and everything from long ago till the last of last days is here for His glory, is shared by His grace, is explained by His gospel? Do you get it? I ask you, what do you think about God? Where do you think about God? When do you think about God? How? How do you think about God? And why? Why do you think about God? Is it that you can bring Him glory by walking out a life that is worship-filled and worship-full to the glory of God? I want to pray and leave you with one last video from our friends at Behold Your God. You see, it's a contemplative video to close. And again, I say to you, my prayer is today that you've been brought to a place of contemplation,
a place that has humbled you in hopes of healing you, whether that's to bring you to Christ for the first time or to bring you back to Christ in a way that puts you in a right place with Him, in awe of Him, surrendered and submitted, that you would surrender to victory in Jesus the Christ. If that's you, then you'll not only listen and learn and look, but you'll love and you'll live this truth. And again, that's not my words. That's the Word of God. I'll leave you with those words. Father, I pray that today you were glorified. I pray that those within the sound of my voice, for some they were informed, that others, Lord, that they were inspected. But I pray, Lord, that all were inspired because today you spoke. Today, I pray they listened. Today, you were in close proximity to your people and your power has come amongst us. We see you at work in us and through us. May we never seek anything else, and may we be ever satisfied in you, our Lord and our Savior. And if and when that is true, let us walk the talk and be the real deal. Let others see you in us 24/7, 365 days a year. And let us not settle for anything less. And when we fall short, let us not rationalize, but let us repent and thank you for who you are and who you allow us to be in you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
The Apostle John, in 1 John chapter 2, puts it this way, and I'll read from verse 4. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. And then listen to this. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. We live in a day when Christianity is popular. Popular in terms of almost everyone wanting to say they are Christians, purely on the basis of the notion that there is a hell I need to miss out on, and there is a heaven I'd like to find myself in. And yet, the Bible makes it very clear that not everyone who thinks and says they are Christian would be truly Christian. And hence, it's full of tests by which we must check ourselves. The passage we have just read gives us one of them, and it is this, that if you claim to be a Christian, you must be like Christ. It only makes sense. You are to walk as he walked. And I want you to check yourself about this, because it's very easy for you to think Christianity is all about, I'm at church on Sunday, I've said some prayer at the beginning of the day when I'm having my meals, and also when I go to sleep at night. But that's not Christianity. Christianity is Jesus saving you from sin, His Holy Spirit coming to reside within you and making you more and more like Jesus. You see it in your interpersonal relationships as you seek to love others with the love of God in your heart. You also see it in your own love for the Lord your God. You want to know Him. You want to love Him. You want to serve Him the way in which Jesus did in a hostile world. Well, there's your challenge for today. Think about it. Can you honestly say that God is producing in you the character of Jesus? I leave it to you as food for thought.